I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Good singing, everybody. Okay, dummy of the day, dumb people doing dumb things here with Joe McKenzie. Have you ever tried to avoid paying like a baggage fee? You know, like I think it's 50 pounds is the max, and it's like 51 pounds. Like, oh, sorry, that's going to cost more money. Do you ever try to get out of that? Because I'm the cheapest guy in the world.
Yes, of course. When I fly, I'm all the time.
Now, yeah. Do you have anything you've tried to do? Because it's related to the story. Well, I'm kind of interested in what you've tried to do.
I can feel it by weight because I travel so much. I'm like, this is 48 pounds. Or I'll be like, this is about 49.5. I'm okay. Like, I can tell. But I always feel like it's so uncool if it's like 51, if they're going to charge you sometimes it's $100.
Wow. Okay. Well, then maybe this lady, I don't know, maybe she's not the dummy of the day. Here's what she did. To avoid paying an overweight baggage fee for a carry-on, a woman faked a baby bump to conceal some of her heavier items in her clothing.
That is genius, because you don't want to be the one who has to unzip their luggage in front of everybody else and like bras are popping out, whatever else.
This lady was trying to, as she said, fight the system and avoid paying an extra $41 fee.
I'm going to do this.
On an Australian jetliner. things didn't work, though. Her plan kind of fell apart. The woman was walking to the gate and she noticed, oh crap, I'm the last one here. So she couldn't really blend in. So everybody's eyes were sort of on her. The woman that was faking being pregnant walked down the gateway. She dropped her ticket and it made a noise. What was the noise when she bent over? Oh, it was her laptop that was like moving down her back.
Oh no, that's a terrible idea. Because how are you not going to get through security with that?
Well, no, she already did. She was like to go on the plane. She probably had it like in like her luggage or something and took it out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Well, in the heat of the moment, the woman confessed her entire scheme. She told the airline, I have triple layer on here. I didn't want to have to carry. I didn't want to have to pay the bill." And yeah, she just like kind of like pork chop. Like I guarantee you, under pressure, pork chop would squeal like a pig. He would be like, I did it all,
he can't
I did
defend
it all, I did
himself.
It all.
Oh, here he comes back into the room. Okay.
Oh, poor chap. If you got busted doing something illegal or cheating, would you totally squeal on yourself? Like, you'd be like, I'm so sorry, you're right. You would totally confess.
I'd probably find a way to reason why I did it. If I did something illegal, I'm sure there would be a good reason
Remember
for it.
Remember on your birthday, literally the first thing he comes in, he's like, Mackenzie, last night. I did something. And he like, it was so funny. Like he had to confess to me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even bad.
Yeah. So you would squeal like a little pig. Wee, 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 wee.
Maybe.
All right. That lady ended up having to pay the baggage fee, but she was able to get on her flight. Still though, kind of dumb though.
It's hefty.
Can't narc on yourself. That right there is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
All right, coming up next here on Joe and McKenzie, let me tell you what we be doing so you can hang around. When you enter a person's house, or apartment for that matter, I want you to think about it. Don't say it out loud. What's the first thing you look for and judge? Like, the first observance that you have, okay? Think about that. We'll do it next here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.